Shit. Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. No. We're starting over. There is no more B.C. You know, B.C. is that other guy. When you're here at Stoner Talk Podcast, you're listening to Timothy LaStoner. Yeah, I like that. Welcome, stoners, to the Stoner Talk Podcast, hosted by Timothy LaStoner. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something I thought you knew, but you don't know. We're gonna talk about something that everybody wants, but nobody's willing to work for. We're gonna talk about relationships. Let me light my fine. Okay, stoners. Now, this is gonna be a two-parter, of course. I'm gonna talk to the guys, my fellas, you know. And I'm gonna talk to my ladies. Okay. Now, ladies, when I talk to you, okay, I know how the fellas are going to react to what I'm saying. Okay. You know what? We'll get to you when we get to you. I'm not going to cross no bridges I don't see. Anyways, what up, stoners? Now, let me let you know something. You ain't ready for relationships, stoners. Mm-mm. No. Relationships is the epitome of responsibility, stoners. Relationships are the epitome of being an empath towards someone. Excuse me. Okay, stoners. I want to start with the guys, okay? Now, guys, I was talking to my nephew not too long ago, and he was talking to his other partner. So technically, I wasn't talking to him. But anyways, I'm listening to them talk, and one of his partners said, you know, he just got a new girl and blah, blah, blah. And my nephew, the hater that he is, stoners, he said, man, you know, it's just inevitable for her to break your heart. And the guy said, his partner said, why would you say that? No, she won't. Right? They're both wrong and they're both right. Let me explain something to you. Right? My nephew's right because she will break your heart. That is inevitable. How? Well, that's not yet to be seen, stoners. But she will do it. Okay? Will she? You never know. I mean, there are some unicorns out there, but you never know. Here's my point, stoners. When you get into a full-blown committed relationship, okay, that's when everything you know about life, everything you know about women, and especially everything you know about yourself changes. Right? Everything. See, because now, stoner, see, you see the beautiful relationships your grandparents have or the TV couple have or whatever have you. See, but here's the thing about relationships. Nobody cares about the present day of a relationship. Mm-mm. No. It's nice to see y'all smiling, holding hands, Instagram pictures, TikToks and stuff. That's cute. But we care about the journey. Why do you think when people meet couples, stoners, they always say, well, how did y'all meet? Right? How did you propose? Right? Y'all ever been through anything? See, what you have to understand, stoners, is that when it comes to relationships, the journey... Excuse me, I apologize. Sorry about that, stoner. But it's the journey that is the most important to the spectators, to your woman, right? And to you, as much as you might not agree. The relationship itself is meaningless without a journey. I give you a short version. Imagine you meet somebody, right? And you see them, you know, they've been having all kinds of wild sex, sneaking off to mess with each other. They look like they're so in love, but they only been together a month. You, even though you see them so happy, you will look at that screw-faced because their journey is so short. Right? Okay. Now, fellas, here's what you have to understand about relationships, right? Chris Rock said it best. I reiterated it on an earlier podcast. But you have to listen to this, okay? Only women, children, and pets are loved unconditionally. Men are loved under the condition they provide what we need until we want. In other words, Stoners, we love our woman. It doesn't matter if she gets fat, skinny, brown, purple, whatever, whatever. Get in a shark accident, lose half her shoulder. It doesn't matter. We will love her, right? What you have to understand, Stoners, is that we're different. Women don't love like men love, okay? See, men love idealistically. We love realistically. Okay, the true definition of love is what men go by, right? That's why we are so much like simps and thirsty and you know, eyes wide for a woman when we first start becoming sexual towards women, right? But once we start learning the game and getting certain experiences, I'm saying that wrong, but whatever. As soon as we start learning life, we start applying that to the way we move and we move accordingly. Right? Okay. I want you to think about this, Stoners. Right? Once you get in a relationship, right, the you and her dies. Now you have to learn things like obligation to said relationship. In other words, saying you're obligated to the relationship financially, spiritually, physically, everythingly. Okay? In other words, if your partner is emotionally distraught, well, it is your job to, at the very least, find out what's wrong and try your best to solve it. That's your obligation to the relationship. A man and woman have four obligations to their relationship. The man's obligation is to provide and protect. The woman's obligation is to nourish and create. As long as we take care of our obligations to the relationship, we should be happy. Okay? Now, what most people don't understand is that relationships are not a straight line. It's not from point A to point B, so forth and so on. No. Some relationships is point Z to point A to point D to point L, L to point Y back to Z, stay on Z for a little while, then back to A. A relationship is a roller coaster that never ends, but never has a clear direction of where it's going until it gets there. And once you're there, the excitement is over. Now you're in a new position. Now you're in a new position of obligation, responsibility, and love. And it is a beautiful thing, but it can be scary if you're not ready for it. What if I told you, once you meet a woman and you commit to her and you say, you're my woman, I'm planning on marrying you, right? You're not allowed. And I don't mean just like frowned upon. I mean like you die if you mess with another woman, right? Or try to be with somebody else other than the one you picked. Oh, she has an attitude? Fix it. She don't know how to cook? Get her cooking lessons. Right? Right? It's amazing to think that people think something so chaotic ends up so beautiful and nobody put in any work. forgiveness is not a main tool in a good relationship. Listening is a main tool in a relationship. See, a relationship is just like any job or anything that needs constant upkeep, stoners. You have to take care of it. Now, stoners, I want you to understand something, right? Our woman look at us like how we look at 2K. Okay? Let me explain something, y'all. Let me use this analogy. Let me take a sip of my coffee bottle. Okay. This is how women look at relationships with us. Okay? Let's look at it like 2K24, right? All right, the analogy, I need y'all to understand this. The analogy is how men look at 2K, okay? When we first get 2K, we're excited, right? We always talking about it, wondering what it's going to be like once we get it, right? Once we get it, the simplest things happen on the game and we're excited. Lil Wayne comes on in the beginning like we've never heard that Kobe song and we all go buck. We turn the TV up loud and start dancing until the game actually starts, right? We complain about the big city. We complain about certain things, but for the most part, we love this game, right? Now, imagine the gaming world is like the relationship world. Since you're committed to 2K, right, you are no longer allowed to play any other 2K at all. Not the past ones and definitely not the future ones, right? So now, as men, we're looking at 2K like, I mean, it's still the same 2K. It still does the same thing it do when you first got it. But now you're seeing 2K25 and, oh, shoot, then it came out with 2K26. Man, that look good. That looks so much easier than what I'm doing, right? You start comparing your 2K to the other 2Ks, which makes you want to go get another 2K, right? And if you can't go get another 2K, right, then you just go get a whole nother game, period. Right? You do whatever you have to do to keep the excitement going because you want to play the game. Right? So what 2K started to do, this is also an analogy. What 2K started to do, they noticed that once they drop, right, it's hard to keep their customers constantly on 2K, right? They're always switching games because it's basketball. How much can you do with basketball, right? Well, 2K found out a lot. So in order to keep their customers interested, right, when once they drop in October, to keep them interested, all year, they started this in like 2000, please correct me if I'm wrong, but 2015, they started daily updates, which means, stoners, every single day, there's an update to the game. If there's a real trade in real life, that trade is also happening on the game, which makes it more interesting. They even add new stuff to old modes. Like you go to my team, you pick your characters, you make your little team, and then you go play. No. Now they got challenges and all kinds of other stuff. They got so much stuff you can do in my team. That's a whole nother game, basically. But it's an old mode. And they do this every day to keep our attention, right? Until the next 2K comes out, and then they change to another person. That's exactly how women see us. When they first got us, they were excited. But then, after a while, what excited them is now starting to wear off. Because they're no longer excited. Nobody is no longer excited or happy for them, right? So now all they're left with is a relationship. So now the woman starts looking at you, stoners, like, is this worth it for her? Is she still attracted to you? Do you still excite her? Do you still make her horny, baby? You know what I'm saying? Do you still do these things? Are you updating the stuff you used to do that I loved, right? Are you adding new stuff to the old modes? Huh? What are you doing to keep her interest? I know it sucks. I know it's messed up, but stoners, that's just the way it is, right? Now, I said this analogy to my woman and she literally just shook her head. Yeah, that's about right. And it sucks. You know, and especially with today's woman, because of OnlyFans and every other app that's in the Play Store, right? Women now have the power of option. And it's not like they didn't have it before, but now they actually can see their options. Right now, the girl working at Burger King that looks super duper good to you, with the right filter at the right time, she can get the biggest star. So why does she want you? What makes you better than the biggest star? See, women were always raised to learn, to know that, hey, you are the prize. You are the queen. You are the princess, right? He take you out. He pays. Open your car door. Open the door. Walk up. Ring the bell. You know, be a gentleman. So that's what they're going to look for. They're going to look for their fairy tale. Stoners, you know. See, relationships are work. You think that's a lot? That's not even scratching the surface, stoners. You have to be a leader without telling her what to do. You have to be a provider, but you cannot be controlling. You have to buy her a house, but her name is on the deed. Yeah. The things that you would do for her, she will never do for you. But you also have to know and understand that that's a good thing. Because if she meets you on the street, if she meets you at Wendy's and she takes you to school, builds you up, gets you a business, well, people going to think she's a simp and you're a bum for having this woman build you up. But if it's the other way around, stoners. Oh, you're just a good man and she's a good woman. You have to understand, it's not... We cannot complain about women having it on easy street. We have to wonder, why can't we chauffeur you down there? Do not be afraid of conflict. You know, I want to say what my nephew's partner said, which was, I think I skipped over it, Stoner, but I'm going to tell you. He did some type of math equation about how you know your girl's going to break your heart by saying, let's just say on average, 4 guys talk to your girl a day, right? And then he did the math for a week, then a month, then a year, and so forth and so on. He was like, 1,000-something girls talk to your girl a year. 1,000-something dudes talk to your girl a year. You think she's going to say no to all of them? And on paper, and you know what I'm saying, with a little music and some editing, that sounds good. But all I did was comment on, I just said one thing and walked away. I just wanted them to think about it because I don't need your answer. Why is your woman allowing 4 guys to talk to her in the first place? Jesus Christ. You know what they said? Well, that's because you're controlling. You try to stop her from doing what she want to do. And I'm not like that. And I'm like, well, you see what's going on? What you call controlling, I call setting barriers, right? What some women or some people may call insecure, I think it's the opposite, stoners. You know? See, these are the traits and things that women look for. You have to be ready to either leave or kick them out at the drop of a dime. Because nobody likes safe until they're in danger. So in other words, she don't want to be with a doormat. Listen, I'm going to go do this and I'm doing it. And you're so afraid of losing her, you just allow her to do it and you cover that up by saying, well, I'm not insecure. I don't think she's going to, I trust my woman. That's not being insecure because you don't want her to go to a place where you're 90% sure something's going to happen that you don't want to happen to your woman. I think it's more insecure to allow her to go knowing you may get hurt rather than saying no. And if you leave, it's over. That shows strength. It's a lot of things that go into a relationship that make a relationship good. And there's a lot of things that make a relationship good that if you use consistency with that will make your relationship great. Do not be afraid to argue. Do not be afraid to be wrong. Don't be afraid to forgive. If you truly love this person, you must love who they are way harder than you love who you thought they were. You, stoners, you have to go into a relationship showing a woman, hey, I got you. If nobody else don't, I do. You know, chivalry is not dead. Not all men are out here cheating. You know what I'm saying, stoners? COVID showed everybody in so-called relationships what they're actually in. Some people are in relationships, some people are just friends, and some people are really enemies that had great sex. And COVID exposed it all. See, you have to understand, stoners, relationships are boring, tedious, aggravating, but they're also rewarding, healthy, and beautiful if you do it right. You cannot be trying to be the old single you in a relationship all because you feel you deserve that. Oh, man, I've been at work all day, bruh. Shoot, bruh, I'm just trying to chill, man. Leave me the hell alone. That's some single stuff. Because now you're only caring about yourself. Your woman hasn't seen you all day. Your kids are excited to see you. But their feelings are pushed to the side because you're tired. A man's job is never done. With that mentality, you may think you're neglecting yourself, but all you're doing is putting your family first. Which creates a reaction into her. She trusts you with the children, with the family. Even when he's tired, he's up and about with us. Even when he doesn't want to, I really didn't know until he told me later on that he really didn't even want to be out there, and I couldn't tell. You add new stuff to old mold. She knew you was a good guy. She knew you was a good father. But now, you know, even when you're dog tired, even when we're arguing, you want to take the kids and deal with whatever you have to deal with. We arguing hard as a motherfucker. I'm going to get me something to eat. You call me and say, hey, I'm at McDonald's. Do you want anything to eat? Yeah, give me number one. All right, bye. Mad as hell, but I'm going to feed you because I love you. Women tell you they love you. Men show you we love you. They're both true. They're both meaningful. We just have to accept and recognize it when one another is showing that or telling that. So stoners, if you get into a relationship, just know you have the responsibility of every man she's going to date after you if you break her heart. And she's going to look at every man like, oh, you just like blah, 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 the way he handled me. And I know a lot of stoners, a lot of men, we get into relationships and we still have that fear. You don't want to be played. You want to look like a fool. You want to be the only one rubbing her feet trying to, you know what I'm saying, be the best man you could be while another guy coming in there and, you know what I'm saying, basically giving her lockjaw. She licking spit off the thighs. She's so nasty with him. You know what I'm saying? But you're the, oh my God, I love you, baby. I know you don't want to put yourself out there and be that vulnerable. You don't want to. But you have to. Bruce Lee said, before you master the art of winning, you must master the art of dying. Everyone wants to win until they're defeated. And then they no longer want to win. And they don't know how to handle losing. So now they're in purgatory. Can't win, don't know how to handle losing. So you have to go into the relationship knowing, hey, I love this woman. I'm going to do my part. Hopefully she does hers. And if she do, and I do, we will. It is not your job to make her happy. None of these things will make her happy. It's your job to be happy. See, we don't make the other person happy. No. We're already happy. And us being around them, it's infectious. So now they're happy. You ever was with somebody and they just so sad, mad, or whatever have you, anything other than happy, and they really strongly feel that way, and all of a sudden you start feeling that way? Or at the very least, they bring whatever mood you was in all the way down, stoners. Right? Now, energy is never destroyed. So if you go into every situation positive, truthful, honest, then whatever energy she's bringing, if it's negative, you will see it right away, stoners. You will see it. So be a man. Chin up, chest out. If you want the relationship, be a man and be in the relationship. I'll be right back, stoners. We're going to talk to the women. And we're back. Now, I don't even think the women's side is going to be that long, to be honest with you, stoners. But women, I want you to understand something. Because this is where my main thing goes with y'all. Okay? You wouldn't believe from how many lips of how many women, of how many people I've heard the phrases, I'm going to choose myself. I deserve to be happy. Or the creme de la creme, the one that really grinds my gear, stoners. Happy wife, happy life. Oh my God. Okay, let me address this. Women, I want you to understand something. Okay, this fairy tale relationship that you want, that I was speaking about earlier, right? Well, let me give you the flip side of that. You have to work also. Oh, snaps. No, he didn't. Yes, he did. And here's the kill part, stoners. My stonettes. You may have to work even harder when it comes to relationships. See, your job, even though seems or looked at as minuscule or not really that big, it is very important. It is very important, your job to a man. Okay? Now, let's take that same analogy with 2K. Right? Do you know that people that just play games, it doesn't matter what 2K put on there, I'm going to play something else. I deserve to play what I want to play. I don't care if they're doing what they got to do for me and keeping me interested. No, I want to play something else. That's how we see it sometimes, because y'all have the power of option. And like I said, which y'all always have. But now you can see your options. And now you compare all the time. I know you don't want to admit it. You're never going to admit it. Right? The man you were looking at like he's the greatest, the man you was so in love with, is now being chipped away because you done met this one and seen that one and heard of this one. Right? You post up a couple of cute pictures, and next thing you know, you hearing things you've never heard before. All of a sudden, you know what? My boyfriend he don't touch me like I want to be touched. He don't fuck me like I want to be fucked. Why don't he do this? Why don't he do that? And the next thing you know, the things he don't or cannot do are so amplified that the things he does are now aggravating. They're now like, you're pissing me off that you're even doing it. And that's when, you know, and because women have the option, and because, I hate to say it, stonettes, but because sex is so privy to y'all, right? And by that, I mean, you can walk outside and whoever you want to have sex with, you can have. I haven't met a woman that looked at a guy and said, you know what, I want to have sex with him. But it's never going to happen. That is not the game. And so because you have that superpower, it is so much easier for you to search for this fantasy, this fallacy, if you will, that if you just find the right person that agrees with you all the time, you're going to have a fairy tale life. And that's why they call it a fairy tale, because it's not real. No matter what you have, if you want to be great at it, you have to work at it. You have to sacrifice. And sometimes that means doing things you don't want to do, but you do it for the betterment of what you're striving for. I'll give you a cold example. The man is supposed to go and work to provide for you, right? to help him do so, right? His clothes need to be washed so he don't have dirty clothes. So now he smells good, he looks good. His food needs to be made so he has a full belly. Now that that part is taken care of, it is his job to use that and go to his job. Now he's doing his part. While he's doing his part, making the money, you're at home, making sure when, by the time he comes home, things is correct for him, however he likes it to be correct. See, everything ties in together, right? See, but what women, y'all stonets, I'm trying to word this right, because, you know, I have a lot of female friends and, you know, we've all been places. I'm just saying, stoners, you have to understand that some people get to the finish line and now that they see the race is over, they want to go back to the starter's position and run it back. In other words, saying, like I said before, the relationship, the marriage, the long-term committed relationship, it is boring as hell. But it also could be fun, depending on how you handle and take it. You know? You used to go out all the time with your friends, dance up on somebody, get back home and get a dick in your mouth. You don't even know who it is. You just go, you wilding out. Well, you can still do that, baby. Let's go out. Let's have a good time. Instead of dancing on random niggas, dance on me. Instead of having a dick in your mouth, you don't know who it is. You know exactly who it is. It's me. See, stoners, I want you to understand something, that the life, the single life and the exciting life that you have, right? You can mold and build you somebody that can do those same exact things. But the one thing that that person will have that no other person will have is that they only want to do those things with you. See, back in the day, if you got married or you were in a long-term relationship, like, you don't break up for arguments. You don't break up because they lost their job. You don't break up, hell, and I hate to say it, you don't break up because they hit you. And you know what? I hate to say this too. You don't break up because they cheat up on you. Because they cheat on you. Depending on your situation, everything can be forgiven. It only matters is how much love you have for that person. Right? Is it big enough to take even more? What if you were the man that won't stop cheating on you and you don't see no end, right? You break up with him. He gets with somebody else and all of a sudden his reputation changes. Word around town is not only do he not cheat, he don't even look at another female. He's in the house and you're sitting there wondering, well, what happened? Why did he do that for me? How you know he wasn't on the precipice of being that guy for you? He was realizing the dog nigga he was, but it was too late for you because he didn't step in your heart too many times. But the next woman, he know, I'm not going to mess this up. I know exactly how to do it now. But if you would have just held on and took a little bit more, you know? But that's the hard. That's why I say, stonettes, your job is even harder. If a man go out there and fuck 20 girls, he's a pimp, he's a Mac, he's doing what a man's supposed to do. As soon as you cheat, which is a big component to relationships failing. As soon as you cheat, stoneheads, my women, you have to know it will never be forgotten. It will always be compared to certain things you say and do. And your only way to keep it level and keep it cool is to remind him that, yeah, I went over there and had steak, but you're still filet mignon. And it's a hard job. But like I said, you have the hardest job in relationships, so you have to be prepared for it. Because what if you do get bored in your relationship and you're just ready to go and you're like, man, Tony down the street is more exciting than this. And you just, you succumb to your inhibitions and you're going to mess with Tony. But then you think about it, man, I should stay with Robert. You know, I love him. Now, the uphill battle you have to fight has no end. You know, stonettes, Being a good woman is not for the faint of heart. Being in a good relationship and being a good woman in a good relationship, these are not things you just take lightly. Because when you're saying you're an independent woman, I ain't looking foolish for no guy. I got a nigga for the money, nigga for the dick. You know what I'm saying? 304 vacations, da, da, da. Like, these are things good, great women sacrifice for the betterment, not only for their men, but for their marriage and for their family. Because you got to understand, when you're single, it's all about I. But once you connect with somebody, once you begin the relationship journey, eyes are gone. We're blind because it's just we now. So I trust you. You trust me. Lead the way, sir. I got you, baby. Y'all. So my stoners, I need you to understand something. She is not perfect, but I guarantee you she's perfect for you. Peel the way that them layers, you know. Relationships are not in the microwave. They're in the oven, baking on 185, real slow roast. But once that's done, it's going to be a beautiful meal. My stonettes, my women, understand, if you feel that in the bottom of your heart, this is the man for you, then let that be the man for you. Don't have the mindset of thinking, there's always some, because there's always going to be some, 7 billion people on this planet, there's always going to be somebody better. But just because he's better, is he the better fit for you? That's all I'm saying, stoners. Everybody needs somebody. When you find somebody, then you get to the finish line. I know the race is over. The excitement's over. Nobody's cheering for you. You're not the man no more. But look at the trophy you have. You won. Enjoy it. Don't start over. You have nothing else to prove. You ran your race and you won. Look at the trophy you've gotten and enjoy your life. Please follow me on all my social medias. Everything Done Changed Stoners. On my Instagram is Stoner Talking Loud. On my YouTube and Twitch is Himothy La Stoner. You know, all of that's going to be in the description, so you'll know how I get it in. Please follow me on iHeart, over there on Spotify. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the new YouTube is Himothy La Stoner. The new Twitch is Himothy La Stoner. Thank you on this Stoner Talk journey. We are still pumping. I know it's been a while, but we are still pumping, stoners. So, you know, stay tuned. I got more podcasts coming. And as always, love life and let life love. Okay? If you want a beautiful omelet, you got to break some eggs. You got to do a little cleanup. Okay? Nobody cares about the ending. We only care about the journey. And I can't wait to hear your story. Stoners unite!